More than 100 school districts in New Jersey are looking at a significant reduction in state aid in the governor's recently proposed budget. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty reports lawmakers in Trenton are fast-tracking a bill to fill the gaps, allocating more than $100 million in supplemental aid to schools in need.
State Senator Michael Testa says the S2 formula has been unfair for years, and he says Wildwood losing 53% next year is simply unacceptable.
I think that's an alarming number that anybody realizes completely and wholly unfair.
Wildwood Superintendent Kenyon Cummings says planning is virtually impossible because the annual funding formula is too unpredictable.
It's so volatile year to year, not knowing what's going to happen as a result of the formula.
Others have said this $100 million is needed, but it's just a Band-Aid solution. Also, time is of the essence here, as districts have about 6 weeks before staffing decisions must be made for next year. Governor Murphy vowed to sign the bill once the Senate and Assembly approve it. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.